$300 million. That's how much additional money the School District of Philadelphia has asked lawmakers for next year. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. First up this evening, the budget request from the district is a big number, and big numbers can make eyes glaze over. So WHYY's Laura Benchoff asked members of one Philly public school what more money would mean for them.
Northeast is Philadelphia's biggest high school. Almost 3,000 students attend a school designed for 2,400. And today, a lot of them seem to be violating the dress code.
Where's your tie? Come here. That's your shirt in.
So that's their rebellion. They keep their shirts out.
And while you're at it, tuck your shirt in, please.
Principal Sharon McCluskey, all business in a pinstripe suit, says to cope with budget cuts, the school has had to be strategic.
Okay, so not all of our kids take 4 years of language, so maybe we will cut a language teacher this year, and knowing that we're going to have to pick one up again either the following year or the year after that.
Another area the school has cut back? Supplies.
You know, we have some history textbooks that have Bill Clinton as the president.
With more money, McCluskey says, they'd be smarter about what classroom materials they spend it on. Here's a hint. It wouldn't be textbooks with Barack Obama in them.
We would start to get Chromebooks for each ninth grade classroom. And then that way, you'll have the most up-to-date information. We won't need to keep reinvesting in textbooks that become obsolete within a year or two.
Still, she beams with pride when detailing all of the programs her school offers.
We recently opened up a marketing management group where we're going to be able to have kids from all over the city. We have another program where we identify kids who are interested in different audiovisual graphic design. We even have kids designing video games.
Northeast is a true comprehensive high school, offering something for every student. But it has to look outside of its budget to provide some of those niche programs.
We have to, you know, beg, plead, scrimp to get a lot of things.
Alan Wolf teaches business skills at the school. He's locked down 2 years of funding to start a sports marketing program.
The hook is the word sports, okay? But they're getting the intro to business and entrepreneurship.
Standing outside the cafeteria during lunchtime, McCloskey says they've had to cut back on support staff like noontime aides and counselors.
They're more than just people who move kids in the hallway. They can be that person who notices when students having a bad day, talk them down when they're having, you know, some type of negative interaction with another student.
Those cuts have put more work on the back of remaining staff, like counselor Katrina Kinning.
I think on my caseload, it's about 850 kids.
Kinning has a big smile and a couple of charm bracelets jangling on her arm. She says a smaller caseload would help her work on students' problems before they get out of hand.
Grief, a lot of grief, insecurities, low esteem, motivation, girls, social skills, and study skills.
If the school district gets the full amount it asked for, Northeast would be able to hire 18 people, including 9 noontime aides and 1 more counselor. But McCluskey says it's still anyone's guess how much additional money the district will receive. And the range is huge.
So yeah, it's between, yeah, 0 and 250 some million. So right now we are planning that that the teachers that they said that we're going to have next year, we're planning and moving forward with that.
And at least for now, she says she's not planning on making any cuts. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.